Chapter 4 Punishment at Sea. One day Fletcher and Tom were in Fletcher's cabin together. Fletcher took a map out of the desk.
"Come and look at this, Tom," he said.
Tom sat next to his friend.
"We're going here,"
Fletcher explained. He pointed to a little island in the sea.
"This is Tahiti. It's one of the most beautiful islands in the world. We're going there to collect breadfruit plants. Then we're going to take them all the way to the West Indies. That's our mission."
"What's Tahiti like?"
Tom wanted to know.
"It's a beautiful island. Sailors are always happy to stop there, and the people of Tahiti are very friendly."
Just then they heard Captain Bligh's voice. He was on the deck above them. He was angry with one of the sailors.
"That water is for the plants,"
he shouted.
"It isn't for you to drink."
"I'm sorry, sir,"
the sailor said nervously. Tom recognized the sailor's voice. It was George.
"Mr. Christian,"
Captain Bligh shouted.
"Come onto the deck, please."
Fletcher ran out of the cabin. He went on deck and Tom followed him.
"Arrest that man,"
Captain Bligh ordered. Fletcher called two of the sailors.
"Take this man to the captain's cabin,"
he told them. The sailors tied George's hands together. Then they took him down to the captain's cabin. Captain Bligh was still angry. He turned to speak to Fletcher Christian.
"I want discipline on this ship,"
he told him.
"And it's your job to control the sailors."
Fletcher did not reply to the angry words.
"We must punish that sailor,"
the captain said.
"You know what to do, Mr. Christian."
Fletcher Christian did not want to punish the sailor. He tried to argue with the captain.
"There's a lot of water on the ship, sir,"
he said.
"The sailor doesn't deserve punishment."
"Punish him, Mr. Christian,"
the captain said.
"Yes, sir,"
Fletcher said unhappily. That afternoon, all the officers stood on the deck around Captain Bligh. Two sailors brought George onto the deck. They tied him to one of the masts. Then another sailor stepped forward. He had a cruel whip, a cat o' nine tails, in his hand.
"You must whip him 20 times as his punishment,"
Captain Bligh told the sailor.
"Very good, sir,"
the sailor replied. He raised the cat o' nine tails, then he hit George on the back. George cried out. But he continued to hit him. Tom watched the punishment. He was frightened when he saw blood on the deck. He closed his eyes. He did not want to look any more.
"It's all right, Tom,"
Fletcher told him.
"The punishment is nearly finished."
Captain Bligh counted as the sailor hit George.
19. 20.
He called out.
"Now take him away."
Some sailors ran forward. They untied George from the mast. He could not walk, so the sailors carried him away.